Good morning. I want us to begin with a word of prayer, if you'd bow with me, please. Our God, our Father, summon your power, show us your strength, our God, as you have done before. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Transitions are hard. Most of us had rather stay with what is comfortable, what is familiar, what is seemingly safe. The problem is that those who get comfortable die in the desert. It's only those that push forward that make it to the land of promise, where God's blessings are realized. The people of Israel had turned what should have been an 11-day trip into 40 years of aimless wandering. They surely had sensed that they had stalled out. And so some lost faith in God. Others began to blame their leaders for not arriving at the destination. And still others went as far as to try to lead a rebellion. What now? What's the next step for God's people? Some thought that the way forward was to return to the past. They idealized Egypt and dreamed about the good old days of the cucumbers and the cantaloupes that grew by the River Nile. It was during those days, sure enough, that God's people grew the most rapidly. But they were in captivity. Going backward is only a return to bondage. Some forgot about the destination. They forgot the mission. And so they got comfortable living in their tents in the wilderness, because transitions are hard work. Isn't it, after all, just easier to stay right here? But the desert is littered with the bones of those who were unwilling to go forward. Now, Moses knew his people's tendencies. They were prone to stagnation. But Moses knew his God, and he walked by faith. And he knew that God wanted to take them not back to the slavery of the past, and neither did his God want them to settle for slow starvation in the desert. God, Moses knew, loved his people too much to let them settle. He wanted them to soar. And now Israel stands on the brink of blessing. And Moses gives them his final charge. Go forward. Enter the land that you are destined to inherit. like a mother eagle. God has prepared for His people this entire time. He's been preparing them for this very moment, when they would leave the comfort of the nest and take first flight. Moses says this to the children of Israel on the cusp of entering the promised land in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 10 through 12. In a desert land, he found them. In a barren and howling wasteland, he shielded them and cared for them. He guarded them as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, like an eagle that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft. The Lord alone leads them. The nest is warm. It's a comfortable place. It's a familiar and safe roost. But there comes a time whenever the baby eaglets must leave the nest. And so the mother eagle begins to remove all of the fluffy and soft and inviting lining of the nest to expose the outer thorns and prickles. She flutters over her nest so the little ones will leave. But make no mistake, this is no merciless act. It's a mothering one. Because birds are meant to fly, not to stay nestled. But they will only leave if they're stirred. So it is with the Lord and His people. Transitions are a needed part of life, for people and for churches too. They're required for any real growth, because those that stay in the desert nest never see a land that is flowing with milk and honey. And so the Lord takes us on His wings, and He says to us, leave the nest, little ones. Don't panic, and don't go back. You were made to fly. Church, the mission is before us, but the Lord is with us. And the way forward is not back, and neither can we stay here. We must cross uncertain waters and go where we've never been before. But just as every eagle has its first flight, never fear, sweet church. The Lord is with us on the wind. So fly, church, fly. Let's pray. Father, we know Your mighty deeds, and we will tell those deeds to the next generation. We will not turn back in fear. We will step out with You into the unknown places in faith. Because, Lord, it is You that parts the seas that seem impassable. Lord, it is You that split rock, the rocks of difficulty in the desert, to bring forth refreshing waters. It is you, Lord, that by day leads us even through the clouds, and in the darkest of night, your fiery light shines forth. Some, Father, in this camp would much rather stay comfortably here. Still others romanticize about the days of the past. But Father, we know that like the eagle that stirs her nest, you are stirring us forward. So Father, lead us. We're ready to follow. Give your shepherding servants your guidance. Give them your wisdom. Give them your heart. Give them courage against the naysayers and the spirit of fear that would only point out giants in the land. And instead, Father, unite us all together as your people that are on a mission for you. In the name of our beautiful Lord Jesus, we all pray. Amen. If there is anything that we can do today to help you in your relationship with God, we stand ready to do so. Maybe you've got questions about who God is and what His will is for your life. If we can help answer those questions or help you in any way to find your pathway toward a closer walk with God, we're ready to talk with you about that if you'd make your need known as we all stand and as we sing.